Those are the Thompson twins. I told you I was going to bring in my personal stash this morning and play you some music off the personal stash. We are halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, and as you know, a lot of us are concerned about what's happening, and we're looking for ways to help our neighbors. And again, you go to the grocery store, and I was a little saddened yesterday. I just needed to go in for some coffee creamer, for goodness sakes, and I was just, wow, what have we come to? So, someone in town, you may know Chef Lindsay from the Nirvana Grill. It's A, one of my favorite places in town, and B, has one of my favorite chefs in town. Chef Lindsay is doing her part to help our community in starting a co-op. Good morning. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm very well. That was very kind. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. It's kind of you to start this co-op and to have... What gave you the idea, first of all?
Well, you know what? My mother was on the co-op in the 80s in Laguna when it was down in the canyon. So it was kind of already part of my blood, thinking outside the box like that and buying in bulk and sharing and just kind of the way that we live when we live a healthy lifestyle where we're buying stuff that at that time a lot of people didn't have access to. And so people were resourceful. And when I got a picture on Friday at my doctor's appointment of somebody on Facebook that said, I just was at Trader Joe's in Newport and there's nothing left. I was like, this is crazy. We haven't even hit the peak of it. Yeah. And people are buying as if they're bunkering in for the next like 6 months.
Right. It's like an Armageddon situation, really. And it's a little too early to be panicking that badly right now as far as the shopping goes. And I mentioned to you off air that with just the stuff that I have at home, you know, just cans of stuff and boxes of pasta. Yeah, we're good for a few weeks with that stuff. So people don't need to go out and buy every single roll of toilet paper or every single vegetable, you know?
Well, and I think for me, too, it's coming down to, okay, if we all buy what we need and we say, hey, I've got extra of this, and we're sharing and we're being able to be supporting each other in all of it and not in this self-preservation, Right. Then we'll all get through it all because we're there to support one another. We're there as a community, and it will bring us together and not separate us. And so we're trying to do what we can. I can still get orders. Our vendors have different access that is distributed than the grocery stores. So we still have people that have pallets of food that we don't want going bad. We want to be able to figure out a way to not only keep our doors open, but have our staff keep working
Right. When
we can't be. And so like my first thought was, okay, well, what are we going to do? And the first thing was, okay, how can we make things available that we know people need, staples that we need or inventory that we have or, you know, things that we can do to break things up and order what people want to keep so that they have a safety net? Yeah, that's fine. But we're just trying to let people fill what their needs are for the time being until we know what's kind of going on.
Right. So I could come to you, right, if I go to the all three grocery stores here in town, and obviously I'm not going to find any tomatoes. I need a flat of tomatoes. I can come to you and say, hey, order me a flat of tomatoes, whatever.
Yeah. So we just set up last night, all day yesterday, actually. We set up a Shopify account. And so now we have a complete platform online that people can go to, order, pay, and it sends me an invoice. And so every, you know, I just get a little ding on my phone saying, okay, you've got an order. And so we fulfilled between last night at 9 p.m. and this morning at 6:35 a.m. about 60 orders.
Okay.
And I ordered early in the day, my Sysco order, so we have a bunch of things that, you know, were frozen that we can break apart, right, and dry goods. And then my produce and seafood vendor, I can order, you know, up until really the morning, but I really need to get my orders in by about 11 p.m. So I'm kind of trying to adjust. We asked for like 12 p.m. so we can get an order gathered if it gets this inundated, overwhelming, you know, ordering. But doing it online, it's been really helpful because we just get the order and we're able to see what we need and put that in. So we've got quite a bit right now that we can still distribute.
And if I may, because I know how it is for ordering through restaurants, it's still really, it's an affordable proposition here. It really is. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg.
Even that, the co-op part, so it's called Nirvana Co-op, and it's on Nirvana-Grill with an E at Spotify. Shopify. I always do that. Shopify.com.
Okay.
And people can go on there. The link's on our website. It's kind of everywhere where we can on our social media and stuff. But they can order on there, and we've only marked it up maybe 20% on some items, if even that. That's just for the grocery part of what they need. And then we've got a whole to-go side that we're doing for the restaurant with a limited menu that we're trying to do for just, you know, meals composed. And then on Shopify, we also have our Nirvana a la carte, which is basically from 2 to 12 people, you can order a la carte, whatever you need cooked that's prepared for your family right now.
Oh,
you don't even have to go to the store or figure out what you're going to do. We've kind of created items on there that we have that we can do right now while everything's going on, that you can say, oh, I want salad for 5 people, or I want, you know, risotto for 10 people, or I want 4 filet mignons or a whole sea bass, or, you know, you can order and break it apart and mix and match to what you need right now.
I knew that talking to you would make me hungry. The moment you started mentioning the sea bass, I got to have your sea bass.
Yeah. Well, and now we just got the email saying that we have to close and only do to go. So it's really about, okay, how can I keep my staff busy? We're going to clean and we're going to organize a little bit, but that only lasts so long that we can, one, afford to pay them, and two, that, you know, we have enough work for them. And so we're just trying to stay busy. We're working with some of the nonprofits too to see volunteerism is going to be dropping, and it's just not maybe safe. And how can we take over some of that at a very little cost to start supplying some of the nonprofits in town to cook for them? So, like, if any of our local residents are donating meals or bringing things and you don't want to have exposure or do that anymore, contact our restaurants or myself, or, you know, like, give us work if the restaurant hasn't closed, because we need it.
Right.
And we need to keep our doors open and our staff working.
Can I ask you a question that might be a little tough to answer?
Sure.
And not just you, but other restaurants in town, what's the time? What's the survival time without business? What's the survival time of shutting down? What's realistically, how many rents can you pay?
Well, some of them are closing because the cost of operating is much greater than staying open.
Right.
For us, with what we're doing right now, this is going to keep us a little bit afloat because we're owner-operated. I guess the difference is, do you have investors and do you have money sitting behind you or not? We don't.
Right.
So if we're not working, and, you know, I can have myself and my salary cooks and my assistant, and we can do most of it, but I want to keep my service staff working too,
because right,
they've got mouths to feed and they're working paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And so, you know, for us, we're doing the same as owners. We're just trying to keep them working and us working so we can continue to have that fluid, you know, money coming in. Even if it's not a lot of revenue, it's just paying what we need to pay to have coming in to keep everything going.
Right.
There's a model that's different for everybody.
Right.
We'll see what rents, you know, what owners do and what happens with it all.
Okay. So once again, Lindsay, give us that website. Give us the, it's the Shopify site. Give us that address.
Shopify, yeah. It's Nirvana-Grill with an E dot Shopify.com.
Okay. And again, on behalf of the community, I can't thank you enough for being so cool and for being creative enough to think of this, and then being sad enough when you saw the empty shelves to do it, to actually put it into action. And I can't wish you and your staff more luck in the coming weeks.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
I know one of our clients had called, and we talked for a little while. He goes, there's two types of people. There's the people on an island that are deserted that either say, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Or there's the people that go, okay, how do I make fire? How do I learn to survive? How do I learn to fish? And which one do you want to be in? You know, and you have to, like, just make that decision and think quickly. And we all just have to figure it out together.
Chef Lindsay from the Nirvana Grill is a fire starter on that island, man. I'm telling you. All right. Lindsay, thank you so much. Let's keep in touch over the next couple of days.
Have a great one. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.